What a great Saturday. What a great game. Springboks in Mbombela. Wow. Still recovering from Saturday night celebrations. What a great game. But ever since Saturday night, Sunday morning and beyond, my family are All Blacks supporters. My friends who proudly wear the black shirt with a silver fern, missing. Who knows where? I must go speak to the Pink Ladies to try and find them. It's been really, really interesting. And look, I'm just prodding. This is just me prodding, asking questions, as they say. But I've seen a few All Blacks supporters on social media now saying, "We done. Done with the All Blacks. I am a child of Madiba. I now support my national team, the Springboks." But when you were to ask an All Blacks South African or a South African All Blacks fan, and you'd ask him, "But look, you don't need to explain anything. Like, you support who you want to support. It's absolutely fine." But you kind of would get the sort of massaging of, well, it's sort of a tacit political statement, you know. No normal sport in an abnormal society. South Africa still is an abnormal society. Okay, okay. And then they go, "Oh, no, it's because SA Rugby is still not actually transformed, you know. Who owns the big unions and franchises? It's still not transformed." No, oh, okay, okay. No, no, it's I'm an All Blacks fan, Lester, because during the 1960s and early 90s, there was the Halt All Racist Tours movement. And look, we were supported by New Zealand people. So that's why it's a thank you to them. But then, all of a sudden, her club annihilated, in the words of Fikile Mbalula, "Khamur." All of a sudden, it stops off. Even this particular video that's been circulating on social media since Saturday night. Just have a listen.
Goed, vanochtend op sociale media, waar ik meer dan 5000 followers heb, het ik onderneem, zou de opwekst van dat bier, met die kleine bier verloor, dan brand ik hier die trein. Door hier die trein kom ik mij aan vanaf 20 jaar. Toen daar nog All Black Rugby was. Vandaag zien we ons weer All Black Rugby in Oostelijk klomp van Mors op de Rugbyveld. Zo ik moet mijn belofte gestaan houden. Dezelfde vier, dezelfde vas, eigenlijk een beetje een vas in, en dezelfde trein. Zo op die sprongbokken, die voortaan mijn gespan kan wees. Ja, en laat ik dan nou
and then Collins, and then the gentleman then takes off his jersey and he throws it into the fire. He's done with the All Blacks. It only took a loss in Mbombela for him to see the light. Are you one of them? Let me know. 021-446-0567. Let me know your views. Well done to Captain Kulisi and the boys. Love to see. No need to burn our jerseys. Neither next week as well. I agree with you, Stephen.
The lines are always open.
Call Lester and join the conversation on 021-446-0567.
021-446-0567. Colin Hopley, you're the gentleman in that video. Why do you burn your all-black shirt?
Good morning, Lester. Due to the performance of the All Blacks, the couple of games, and due to my personal experience in terms of how we want change in our land. Though that loss on Saturday just moved me towards a decision to support my country as from now onwards on the sport level, as rugby is the sport that is supposed to unite all South Africans. So I cannot stand for change in a country with so much challenges like crime, like economic challenges. But I'm divided in terms of sports, which is supposed to unite.
Now, Colin, you could have had this Damascus moment when the All Blacks were number one in the world very, very recently. Why does it take you for the All Blacks to move to fifth in the world rugby rankings for now you to have this Damascus moment of wanting to now support your home country?
Look, one cannot say it's a Damascus moment because it didn't happen on that spur of a moment. It was predicted. It was predicted in terms of their previous performances. So I just had that feeling that the Springs will be much better than that. So that was my decision taken on that morning and to end my relationship with the All Blacks and from now onwards support my country in on all spheres of society. Like I said, I'm standing for change in this country. I'm standing to be a crime fighter, to be to address poverty so that everything can change for the better in this country. So in terms of rugby, I need all South Africans to unite behind our international team because, like I said, I cannot be try to unite and on the other side I divide.
Colin, were you one of those Cape Crusaders? You'd go to the airport and welcome the Crusaders and the All Blacks. You go to the airport, you go stand outside the hotels, your entire house is decorated in All Black paraphernalia. Were you one of those supporters?
No, I'm not one of those ones. I was one of those silent supporters who was loyal to them for all these years. Yes, I'm not one of the Crusaders at all. Otherwise, I should have stayed there with my trumpet at the airport and welcomed them.
Are you going to encourage other All Black fans to join you, South African All Black fans to join you? What's your message to say, you know what? Yes, there is maybe a tacit political message you want to say about why you're supporting the All Blacks, but come on, man, support your country.
Yes, look, we're far beyond 1994 now. We passed 1994 now, and we all expected a lot of change, a lot of things to happen. But we supported maybe the All Blacks due to apartheid, due to reasons that there was in the past always a pure white Springbok team, maybe only one colored in the team. Now our Springbok team is represented. I'm working in Paarl almost every day. One of the stars of the Springboks is residing in Paarl, Lantana. That's the area where I'm working almost every week. And in terms of if we want change in our country, we all want change in our country. We must start by changing within ourselves into unite as a nation behind things that can move forward towards change, and one of those things is definitely sport.
Colin, do me a favor, man. Just give me one big Boka for me there, okay? 3, 2, 1.
Go Boka!
021-446-0567. Colin Opley, thanks so much. Get your calls coming in. You're on the Morning Review. Lest I remain a proud All Black supporter. Well, that's great. That's absolutely great. And if you support the All Blacks simply because you believe they play great rugby, or at the time they were number one in the world, it's absolutely fine. Just state your intentions. But I'm enjoying the poking and the prodding, because all of last week there was a New Zealand writer. He's a very good rugby writer. His name is Ben Smith, and he had a lot of pre-game mind games with South African supporters. He was like, well, if the Springbok win, well, we expected that. If the All Blacks win, yeah, you see, we're the best in the world. We're better than the Springboks. Oh, the Springboks play boring rugby. So there was a lot of goading of South Africans last week, particularly by the New Zealand media. But I want to make a suggestion. Is it not time that world rugby ends the preferential treatment for New Zealand's haka? As a team that languishes around 5th and 6th in world rankings, do they warrant the precious and expensive TV minutes for a ceremonial cultural practice? Yes, yes, yes. The haka is important. It's culturally significant for Maori and Aotearoa in general, across Aotearoa. But is it of significance for the Parisian? Is it significant for the Joburger? Is it significant for the Dubliner? What about for the Porteños? Porteños are people from Buenos Aires. Is it significant for them? Of course, such a significant cultural ritual could be done long before a match. Eh? Maybe when they arrive at the airport, they do it there. Because the haka has been justified because for the longest time, New Zealand rugby has been untouchable. Now, New Zealand rugby is ordinary. And that's valuable broadcast minutes of pre-game haka, which in fact is free advertising for All Black Rugby Pty Limited. A fifth, sixth place team can no longer be the World Games' sole darling, or give everyone the right to do a little cultural performance before kickoff and after the anthem. Just my thoughts. As an All Black supporter, you could let me know. 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567.